Today's show is brought to you by the words ding dong and butthole.
Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, bleeds out your eyes. It's all crap. You know? See, you gotta dare for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die. No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
It's 90% bullshit.
What is entertaining?
Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What? Not tomorrow, not after breakfast. Now!
Arrogance.
You are shit. Y'all see what I'm tapping? Shut up! Because of my big mouth, I made this woman laugh.
You're an idiot.
Shut up. Hathuri, what are you talking about? You're an idiot.
Fuck off.
Shut up.
Classy.
Yeah, that's right. I'm fucking funny. I'm fucking entertaining. Fuck you.
Alcoholism.
Kenny is a functioning alcoholic.
See, I have an alcohol issue.
Issue?
Yeah, it's an issue. It's an issue. I'm not a problem. It's just an issue.
I'm my own kind of reckless disaster. I'm fucking German. I might be Jewish, too. But I was a fucking Jedi.
Kenny likes to drink.
I was drunk. Let's all go skinny dipping. My problem is, I don't have a problem. I work all day. I come home. I have a couple of drinks. It's psychologically bad for my penis.
Arrogance and alcoholism. The Conti and Kenny Show.
The vision is renewed. The power is reawakened. The fear is reborn. Because they have returned.
All right, everybody, welcome to the show. We are the ones they are talking about who have returned after 1 week.
And I'm here.
And you are here
right
in
next
studio.
To you.
That's right. It's a Conti and Kenny Show. I am Joe Conti.
I can almost smell you.
You can almost smell me.
Yeah.
Do I smell like mulch?
No, you burped before.
I had a little mulch for lunch today. It's the Conti and Kenny Show, of course. Arrogance and Alcoholism. The phone number is 240. It's real simple. Hi. CNK, or if you want to do the Skype, it's NPN Studios. That's 240-442-2635. We'll put those in the chat rooms. So the best way to be part of the show, go into the chat rooms. It's more like radio.com/live. And go in there, and you can call us up, do whatever you like. And don't forget to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter. That's it.
Yeah, they should know that by now.
Yeah, so I'm glad you're back in the studio, my friend.
Yeah, I'm here.
You came in with a little air condish.
You got to put a little air condish.
You put a little air condish.
Yeah, had to, because over the years you guys have heard us, because the studio, there's no one here in the middle level of our studio during the day. So the hot days, it's just an oven, which is fine because there's no one here.
It's the third floor of the second floor.
Second,
but it's a very high.
It's the middle floor of the third.
It's a big house.
Yeah.
So the second floor of this huge
building.
House.
It's a big building.
It's basically a big building. It's the second floor of this monstrous building house, and this is where all the studios are at. And it just gets it gets pretty stifling.
And Frank, proprietor,
yes,
has had some issues with
us.
Getting good air conditioners, and he bought an R2 unit that didn't work very well. It was nice, but it didn't work very well.
What's an R2 unit?
The standing one.
That portable. A Star Wars reference?
Yeah, it's the R2.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, because it's more R2, mobile. Gotcha.
It's R2
okay.
unit, yeah.
That's okay.
That's what they call those
no problem.
Bots, those droids. So I decided I'm not using it, so I said, let's bring it up, and it's nice and cool in here now.
Nice.
Because it's 85 on the East Coast.
Yeah, which, listen, you'll never hear me
complain.
It's going to
be 65 tomorrow.
Is it going to be?
Yeah.
You'll never hear me complain that it's too hot outside. I don't mind the heat, especially when I'm outside. It just doesn't bother me. I like to be cool inside and warm outside. And like in other words, I don't mind being chilly in the house. It's like, in other words, what gets to me is being hot inside,
gotcha,
and cold outside.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I don't mind being hot if it's outside. I don't care. I'm outside. I'm sweating. It's summer. That's what you do. You sweat. Unless I'm going to a wedding, I'm in a suit, you know, or I'm dressed up nice. And
right.
Not that I'm not one of these people. I don't watch TV and I don't use air conditioning. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying it doesn't affect me where I become a whiny bitch. Like, you know what? Especially the Northeast.
The most uncomfortable thing is to be completely dressed up and sweating.
Yeah. Yeah, because
it's
you're just
uncomfortable.
You know, you're like, oh, this is just awful. You know?
It's really, really uncomfortable and useless.
Yeah, that's my only thing. But, you know, and there's going to be a lot of it this year because it was such a cold, brutal winter and pretty much everywhere, but especially in the Northeast, that the moment people start complaining when it's 85 that it's too hot, I'm just going to put my fist through my fucking phone. Like, I'm just, really, just cut it out. When it's 100 degrees, it's hot. What are you going to do? But stop, it's 85. Stop complaining.
You know what's funny is the actual compulsion. We are talking about weather right now. We're talking about, you know it's going to happen.
I know.
You know you're going to be cold. You know you're going to be hot. There's going to be polar vortexes. There's going to be people dying in the Midwest.
I wish that there was a law that you're not allowed to talk about weather to strangers. Because if there wasn't, people would have nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm, you know, especially with my other job, I'm in and out of buildings and that's all they want.
That's the go-to start.
Oh,
yeah, it's the go-to.
And I am so brilliant that just goes, yeah. And I always got something cutesy to say. And meanwhile, I'm just like, I just want to put your head inside a public water fountain and just hold your head under there until you stop breathing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're like, oh, is it hot enough for you? And I want to go, I'm going to wring my sock out over your forehead because all the ball juices drip down the back of my legs through my shorts, and I want you to experience it. That's how hot it is.
Exactly.
But it's weird. That's the go-to thing. Everyone's like, the weather. But
that's all people have, you know?
It's all people got, yeah.
But I'm just explaining because
What do you think of the weather out there? Or are they going to go, what's your opinion on the Ukraine?
I know.
It's an easy one.
Yeah, it's just, but I'm just explaining it because we have the air conditioner behind us and it might be making a little bit of sound. And, you know,
might hear a little whoosh.
There's some people that just always have something to complain about. So in case they're hearing some sort of background sound.
Once the sun goes down, we'll turn it off and it'll cool down here.
It'll be fine. But I'm glad you're here.
And yeah, me too.
Things are, you know, finally life is getting back to, you know.
Normal.
Normal as it's going to be for me. And I'm just, this was, the last 4 or 5 days have been pretty good.
Right.
I'm back to just fighting with my girlfriend and just, now, you know, mulching in front. We did a garden yesterday. I want to fucking put a claw hammer to the back of her head. She, out of nowhere, is like, I want to build a garden. I'm like, all right. I don't know what entails it. So the front of the yard, we basically, about 3 foot all the way across the yard, which is probably about, I don't know, 30, maybe 10, 12 feet. And we just dug up all the grass there. And then it was me and her son, and she's doing like the labor work and, you know, like, you know, digging it up. And then we put all this, we dug all the dirt up and then put it back in. And then she put all the little roses, and she got a little cute little fency thing. It looks like, you know, it looks like it's like a little mini fence going
around.
A
little white picket mini fence.
But it's only about maybe 6 inches high, but they're little, they look like little tombstones going all the way around it. So she has that, and then there's these two, like, it looks like almost like a backstop that is just the two of them sticking in the ground, and I guess roses will go around it. Like,
oh, yeah, lattice, yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like a lattice.
Yeah.
You know, but just, and I will say, while we were doing it yesterday, it was warm out. It was hot enough out of her. But but the thing is, I was working. I was drenched with sweat, but we were outside. And it was like, you know, hey, you know what? It was a workout. We were digging and hoeing and fucking yanking and I don't know, whatever all the things are. I don't know any of this
whatever
shit.
Whatever the farming jargon is.
Well, but see, this is the problem. We had, remember I told you when Beverly's sister's house had burnt down, yeah, right? We took in two of her cats. One of them we had to give back to her because nice cat, but just kept, we have three, right? And then we have there's a little one who's almost like she's a runt. Like she's 2 years old, but she's still this big and very small. And she's afraid of everything. She hardly lets us fucking touch her. But in the last month, what's been going on is that the other cat, because there's one other cat that's now with us, and she keeps messing with her. Because when cats know that other cats are afraid of them, they go after them. They mess with
them. Yeah, it's a cat. Yeah, it's
well,
it's
she's starting. Pride. She's starting to piss all over the place.
Ugh.
Where she was like marking her territory. Well, long story short,
is her clitoris cut?
Well, that's where we're going next week.
That's
we're going
to why. Do that. Yeah.
Well, part of it is because she's feel intimidated, and she's trying to mark her territory, and then she doesn't want to go down the hallway into the litter box because the other cat might be there and she doesn't see it.
Right.
Well, long story short, she ruined one of the couches.
They call that the Nigerian christening. You just cut the cat's clitoris off so it's not attractive to any of the other cats.
But so the one couch, which actually has been in our family for, I would say, let me see, what is it, 2014?
Couch, you said?
A couch. This couch used to be two of them. Two black leather couches have been in our family since, like, 1995. It was weird.
Your family, the continent.
Yeah. My brother bought it. Then he sold it to my sister. Then my sister gave it to my mother. Then my mother gave it to me at my dad's house. And then we took that and brought it here, and then it got ruined in the last month or so. So last week, because we were just like, the room, it just stinks, right? We lift up the couch, and it was the couch. So we took the couch outside, and I put a sledgehammer to it, and I just smashed it up as much as I could. So we're putting all the cushions and everything in bags, but it was sitting outside, and we missed the pickup. So we have to wait another 3 weeks. So yesterday, because it was all out front, a big pile of wood, and it still stunk outside. And she's like, I want to do this garden, and because of the moon harvest and the thing and the fucking Astopheles and then the other cypress was going through the Capricorn. She needed to plant some roses. I don't know. And a Gilligan fucking Maccabee or something. I have no idea.
Moon harvest.
I have no idea. So what we did was we went and got the sledgehammer and broke shit down even more, right?
I thought you were going to say, you got the sledgehammer, and I cracked her over the
love to.
Head with a galliano.
I would have loved to. She got so angry at me and her son. And then, so we took it and broke it even into more.
Was it a Mother's Day thing, or was it just a day?
No,
because
it wasn't, no.
There's something about mothers have the day off on Mother's Day. They don't have to, you go and do breakfast, you know what I mean?
Right.
But for some reason, it's a fucking gardening day. For mothers.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Could be.
At least in my family. My sister, you know.
She just wanted to build something. And then around where there's a little garden already, I put the mulch in and all that because I bought the mulch last week. Long story short, we took the stuff and we broke it down even more. And she bought like 25 of these big, huge cinch, these bags. Yeah. So we started putting everything as much as we could into a bag, so at least we could close it. And now there was literally 14 bags. So this morning was the garbage.
Looks like Chinatown.
Oh, it's just horrible, right? So the garbage guys were coming this morning. So I put the regular garbage out plus three bags, which were just the cushions. It wasn't wood sticking out of the bag, and I knew that these guys would take it. So out this morning, I'm off this morning. Guy comes around, and I'm like, man, what's going on, man? I was like, look, and I told him the story real quick, and I go, is there any way you guys can take them? There's like another 8 or 9 back here. And I go, I can give you guys $20, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, he's a black dude. Cool. He goes, there's 3 of us. Can you make it 30? I'm like, you motherfucker. And what am I going to do? I'm in my flip-flops. You know what I mean? I'm in my flip-flops, and I'm like, yeah, all right. So I go in, and Beverly's about to leave, and I don't have any money on me. I'm not thinking clearly. I'm like, yeah. I need another 10. First of all, I got the 20 from her.
This is funny.
It's 8 o'clock in the morning. She's about to leave. And I'm like, look, I need another $10 for the guy. She's like, what the fuck? And then she's screaming at me because she needs the money to give to one of her coworkers because she bought something from her. I'm like, just stop at the bank on the way.
Step at the bank on the way.
And she's like, I don't have time. I'm like, fuck. She's screaming at me.
Go at lunch.
I'm like, just... And so I got the $10, and they took it all, dude. Just took everything.
There you go.
And I wanted them to put her in the fucking back, too.
Yeah, she rolls out of there like the guy in Goodfellas. Just a bunch of lettuce and
eggshells. With a mouth halfway open.
Yeah. Lettuce, eggshells, spaghetti.
A box of, some ramen noodles going over her forehead. But... it ended up, it all worked out. They took everything, and you know what? The thing looks good.
That's how you have to do it. You got to grease the guys. You know what I mean? Because they don't give a shit.
No, they don't care. And he goes, man, anytime.
You just bought them lunch. And now,
that's exactly what it is.
Now they know. Now you've got the rapport.
Yeah.
Or if you need something done, you do it.
Yeah, exactly. And because there was no, even with the bags, right, I could have folded my seats down and maybe brought it to the dump. But if I would have put that in my car, even a 10-minute ride would have stunk my car to high hell.
Yeah.
I would have to find somebody with a truck. I'm not going to use like a van. I can't use anything. And I said, you know what? And if we wait another 2 weeks, we just want the yard to look really nice. We're going to make the deck nice, and we want people to come over, hang out.
Sure.
Sip some little bit of vin. I drink a glass of wine now here and there.
Yeah.
That faggoty wine that I drink.
That's good. It's good for the heart.
So it's just like God. So
my grandfather years ago, he used to give. Depression.
Checking my phone, see if I'm in trouble or not.
No, you didn't say anything bad, except for her pouring out of the back of a dumpster with spaghetti on her face, covered in lettuce.
Yeah, Beverly Lufthansa for deli. Lufthansa.
I told you not to buy a mink coat. My grandfather, he was a hoarder. Not a hoarder. He was a keeper of
extreme collector.
Was
Beverly's dad.
He was Depression era. So pieces of iron or pieces of copper or pieces of pieces of metal and wood. He would always have it in his yard and stuff. But when he would have to consolidate stuff, he would throw the shit in the garbage. But he would give back in the day. In the early to mid '80s.
Right.
He'd give the guys beers. He knew when they were coming around. They used to come actually in the afternoon.
Really?
Yeah, it was early, late morning they would come.
Okay.
And he'd go out there with a six-pack and say, hey, take this stuff. This is before the days of the, spring cleanups or whatever.
Right.
You put your shit out there in spring and fall.
Yeah.
This is before that, This is just when you just had
to go. So when they had the spring cleanups, they brought everything to your grandfather's house.
Well, he would go around and pick everything up.
Yeah.
There
was a lot of people Beverly's parents, because her older, Beverly, she was the last one to be born. Like, they had 3 kids, and then 16 years later, Beverly was born.
Right.
So her parents were born in the 20s, So they
grandparents
they knew that era also. So they say there's a lot of people who went through the Depression and the late, you know, the 30s and very early 40s who are like that because they saw when there really was nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
So there tends to be people like that, like your grandfather.
Actually, last night I was watching Amy Schumer's show, and she was interviewing a 100-year-old woman or something like that. But this, no, but the question is apropos for this conversation. She asked, "What you know? What did you think about the Depression? What was your biggest memory of the Depression?" She says, "Was watching the food." Watching how much food there was. You know, you could have a can of beans last for 3 days. Mm-hmm. So that era of people, you had to sit there and go, ooh, I'm picking that up. You know, scraps of metal and all of that shit they needed.
Yeah.
So the people from that era would have that shit. But then, of course, their yard becomes...
Yeah, exactly.
Nice dining.
All right. Well, welcome to Edison, New Jersey, where we have Michaels and Son. It's Michaels and Grandson. We're going to, hey, you big dummy, you big forehead, come on over here and get myself a can of beans and a white woman.
When I am white. When I was a baby, we didn't have beans. We just had to pick pine nuts off the tree and eat pine cones. That's all we had.
Come on, Pop!
We had to eat pine cone soup.
Come on, Pop! It's the 80s already. I'm 15. I want to go out. I don't want to eat ramen noodles and pork and beans. Mom has a good job.
We had the same fiber content as a giraffe. We had to eat leaves off the trees. We had to eat grass like a goat. We didn't have chocolate milk. We just took old water and mixed it with dirt. So we had brown. We didn't have chocolate milk. We had brown water, dirt water.
Hey, Pop, can I borrow $5 for school for lunch?
Have you ever tried to milk a squirrel?
No, Pop,
or
I haven't.
Or a pigeon. There was a lot of pigeons. We had to milk pigeons. If we wanted cereal, we didn't have cereal. We just had wood chips and pigeon milk. We built a family house out of old tin cans and shoelaces. They used to blow side to side in the wind.
Hey, Pop, what kind of games did you guys play when you were a kid?
Find my rib cage. Count my ribs. Count my sister's ribs. That's how we learned math back in the day. We used to count our ribs. Any number after 20, we used our hands and our feet, and then we just started using our ribs because you could see them. You could play them like a xylophone. Ding, 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 ding. We used to get chopsticks from the Chinese people.
We didn't
have a band. We didn't have guitars. We just had my sister's rib cage.
Hey, Pop, when you went out with a girl, did you get to go anywhere special? Where'd you take her on a date?
We just walked around the neighborhood. We didn't have a car, so all I would do is take her around the block and look at other people's houses and say, one day, we'll have one of them. But for now, just come back to me in the tin can house made of shoelaces and pigeon milk.
What are we going to do with this? All right. That's fucking funny. Oh, man. But, yeah, you know, they always say people from that era, they were really, tend to be the hoarder type because that's just what it was. They just didn't have anything. And they went through that shit.
You know what's funny is people have no idea. None of that shit is ever planned.
Oh, no.
We don't plan that.
No, we don't write bits.
We don't plan about We're talking about gardening terrible. And no. gardening and then turn it to Depression era Sanford and Son.
White Sanford and Son. It's Michaels and Grandson.
That stuff doesn't get planned.
Oh, God, that's just Imagine if we actually planned something
work.
Out.
It wouldn't
Some
work.
Stuff would be all right, and then we would work. It would be, you know, work from there. I guess.
You know, it'd be
know.
Funny. The obscurity of it would be funny, but would be better. But the jokes would, because sometimes I got to think on my feet, and that just lays flat. Sometimes then,
But sometimes when something lays flat, it ends up being really funny anyway. So we just let it go. Oh my God! Yeah, so that's what we did all day yesterday, and then today I helped out also. But that's all we've been doing. We've been cleaning up urine spots and gardening.
Yeah,
that's what we've been doing.
No, that's a homeowner.
Yeah,
enjoy. Yeah,
that's what we can do.
So
I had Mother's Day. We just went and had a little brunch.
We went to my sister's in the morning, hung out there with my nephew and all that. But then that was it. Then we went home, and then it was work time.
Then I fucking watched the Yankee game and snoozed till about 10 o'clock at night. And then I was up until 5 o'clock in the morning because I slept all day.
Oh, boy.
It was beautiful.
He's back. Kenny's back to his old sleep schedule.
You know what it is? It's my natural clock. It's my natural.
Yeah, you are nocturnal. You are nocturnal Michaels. You know?
I am forced. And there's an actual syndrome. Son of a bitch.
There's a syndrome for always being like sleepy.
Exactly.
I mean the odds.
Yeah,
sleep,
it's called like Montgomery something or other syndrome, is where your clock is completely opposite.
Really?
My mother has. Yeah, she got it diagnosed. It actually runs in my family. I think that's what we have.
Really?
You could get as much stuff, as much sleep as you want, but your body just doesn't. Go the normal way.
It doesn't adjust.
Yeah, it doesn't adjust.
Wow.
Doesn't adjust. You know what? I'm gonna call my mother. I'll call her on the break, but we'll get back into it. It's Montgomery, Alabama syndrome or something. Yeah, it's at where your clock is completely switched.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's an actual thing,
huh.
Diagnosable, and I think it runs in my family because my Baba used to sit and drink coffee and smoke cigarettes all night long. She was, 80s and 90s and stuff, and mm-hmm. she would just sit there and smoke cigarettes and stay up all night.
Really?
My mother would come home and just
were
sit
they,
in the kitchen.
Were they like a bit of insomniacs, or did they sleep during the day?
Slept fine.
Slept
during once,
the day.
But their clock, she would get up at like 11 o'clock in the morning at like noon and then be up all night. And
wow.
get her sleep, yeah, during the afternoon.
Go to sleep at like 4:35.
Yeah, somewhere around
in the
there.
Morning,
yeah,
then get
wake
up around 12.
Wake up around 12, 1 o'clock, and
oh,
then
shit.
She would be, she would be fine. The same way my mother is.
It seems to be your
and
your
that's
MO too.
That's been that way since I've been a baby.
Wow,
since I've been a baby.
That's
there's something. You know what? We got a minute. Hold on. Let me try to give her a buzz.
You can put her right on the.
Yeah.
I think you can. You can put her through the. The input thing, right? You plug that in.
There you go.
The only thing,
will she hear me?
I think you might have to talk into the phone, I think.
We are not available now.
Nah. You know what? I think she's got the firehouse shit today. That was her house number. Let's try her cell phone real quick.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, I want to, because it's actually interesting, and I can pop it up on Google, the name of it.
You've reached Shelly. My phone number is
732.
Nope. Okay. Yeah, she's got a firehouse meeting. And I'll find it out, but it's actually interesting. And to me, I
all
guess.
I do is think of Montgomery Burns from The Simpsons. That's all I'm thinking of.
It's like some kind of Montgomery something or other.
No, okay. Do you want to?
You want to take a quick break? Because I actually have to pee.
We could take a very quick break.
Just a quick break, and
maybe we'll come back and tell everybody about the. Because I've been promoting it all day. We're bringing back the greatest. All I would tell people is about the greatest radio.
Promotion of all time?
I call it contest. Or is it the
radio
thing?
Contest, yeah.
Radio contest of all time?
Yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah, right. A quick break. Because we're probably going to be here till 9 or plus.
All right.
We're going to see. But it won't be long.
Right. You know what? Let's take a break. I'll just play this and I'll find some other stuff.
But we're back in studio. We're getting everything.
It won't be that long of a break.
Cooled off now.
All right, cool. We'll be right back.
fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God! What?
Adam Cole.
Only in pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug covered in blood.
Danny Havoc.
Oh, no, no, no. Donald, oh, no.
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful? God. Not as painful as that! Yeah.
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Hey smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke.
Don't talk anymore. Just die.
That wasn't too bad.
It's a good tune.
It's great. Van Halen. I love Van Halen. That album is... Their first four albums were just ridiculous.
Yeah, they were good. They were good.
Oh, Diver Down and Women and Children First and Fair Warning and their first one and two. It's just ridiculous. They were like the... I think they were like the perfect band. I'll argue with Beverly all day because she hates David Lee Roth. She always thought David Lee Roth was like a scumbag, arrogant. I'm like, yeah, I would probably maybe agree with you there. Doesn't take away from how fucking great he was.
Good tunes, man.
You know? I mean, you think about it. Yeah, David Lee Roth was a great front guy. Really great voice. Right? Not a great singer, but he could project.
Yeah.
And he could skip it a fab and a ba. Yeah, he would do that and skip it a fab and a boo and all that shit. Then Michael Anthony, great bass player,
harmonized the band. They said Michael Anthony was the reason why they had like really great harmonies. Alex Van Halen was great, a really great drummer. And then Eddie Van Halen, one of the greatest guitar players
ever.
One
of the best one of the best openings to a song was the
Eruption? You mean the
son of a bitch.
Oh. Running with the Devil. Dude, I don't watch.
Is that with the guitar riff?
Watch. Here we go. Simple. Unless we get a... Of course. Of course this isn't advertising, but we're not going to do that. Another 5 seconds. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's, you'll hear it. And... Yeah, it's hilarious. Oh, yeah, Wheat Thins popped.
Who all gives, right.
Here we go.
No.
Sure, listen. This is what I thought you were talking about.
No, this is...
not that?
No. It's the guitar. I mean, that's a great beginning, too. That's a good riff.
Which one are you talking about?
It's what first album. It's the...
I told you, it's Eruption.
Did you get it from that?
I told you it was Eruption. Jesus. I'm glad...
Did that sound like it though?
I didn't realize you having a stroke sound like Eddie Van Halen. He's just one of those guys, you just have to just give it to him. You don't like it, or you don't like to be the person that gives, you know, the obvious, you know, greatest of all time. You always hate the... That is somebody... Fuck you, he's just... Guy was just awesome. Never took a lesson in his life. Just,
yeah.
He was meant to be with that guitar. Just, here we go, Kenny. Kenny having a stroke. There he is. My mom's on the phone. She's in the firehouse. Sanford and Son reference. I sleep all that night. I can't sleep.
Shut your hole.
Yeah, that was... That's what you're talking about, right?
Oh, you didn't play the...
Hey, it's Jake.
What do you mean?
When it kicks in.
Oh, that's... But that's just Eruption. It's a separate song. It's sort of the intro.
Intro.
It's an intro to the... It's weird. It's one of those where sometimes the old, you know, radio used to... It would play it as one, but sometimes Eruption is just by itself.
No shit. What's it go into?
You really got me.
Oh, that's what it... You really got me now. Okay. There it is. Falm-Z just put... Look at that. Teen Beat. David E. Roth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. The amount of fucking... Although, now we heard about... There it is.
That's... There it is. Yeah.
I mean, they did a great rendition of a great song. They did more covers.
Yeah, yeah.
They are the cover band of the century. And their covers, almost every one I've heard, better than the original.
I remember the big controversy when I was little was when they did the Roy Orbison song, Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
And they banned the video. Remember? MTV banned
it. Oh,
really?
It.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
It was too dirty?
It was too dirty. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
not because they were pissed because of Roy Orbison.
No. Oh, okay. It was too risky.
Dude,
you know what?
Better than Roy Orbison.
I wonder if you YouTubed... Do me a favor. YouTube Van Halen if the whatchamacallit video is the band video. Pretty Woman. Or Pretty Whatever. What song was it?
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman. MTV Pretty Woman Band.
Pretty Woman Long Version. Pretty Woman Video. Let's see.
See how risque it is, and you're like, oh, come on. They probably don't show any tits.
Oh, I probably see why. I remember this. I remember this video.
Somebody looking at
it. No, it's where it's the girls like tied up in the woods. So see, this is another great intro that it doesn't Intruder. Like you'll hear Intruder, which is the beginning of Pretty Woman. Here, you'll hear this. Oh my God, this is a terrible sound. Oh, there we go. Sounds better. That sounds terrible. Wait a minute, let me see if this is better. Because that's just a little better. I don't even remember this video. Yeah, they're in like the Old West or something like that. Now, this is Intruder. This is the intro to Pretty Woman. But it's the scale. It's the. All right. So right now. Oh, they're showing a girl. All right. She's tied up to a fence. And let's guess, midgets, of course.
The midgets, yeah.
It was the 80s. And these two midgets who keep grabbing at her legs. And she's wearing like a skirt. Wow, they do the whole thing, the whole Intruder. Oh, okay. So this chick, she's sort of...
They're putting her hands up.
Oh, they're putting her hands up her skirt. This is hilarious. Wow, this is a sexy video. This is getting everybody with the midget fetish and a really hot chick. They're grabbing her boobs. And then there's...
Marty Feldman.
You know, watching the television. That's who it's supposed to be. My girlfriend needs to see this. Marty Feldman's her favorite. So he's going to go out and save the girl from the two midgets. Oh,
this is creepy.
Hilarious, dude. Oh, you got to...
That's probably Notre Dame. It's supposed to be the Hunchback.
Yes, you're right. Yeah, so he's sitting there in the tower. And, of course, you know, he's got a little shitty apartment. Looks like a very shitty New York City apartment.
But he's got a phone.
He's got a phone and a little shitty TV. And obviously he's calling one of his friends. I'm not sure why. So now, then they're all dressed as like samurais, dude. It's hilarious. Dude, this video is so funny. It's so bad on purpose. I love, dude. That's when they were so great. So Michael Anthony is just dressed like a samurai with his... It's just... And there's a payphone. So, let's see. He puts on this, I don't even know what that is.
The samurai helmet.
Some sort of bad helmet, and he's about to jump on a horse. Oh, there's Alex Van Halen. It must have been from the beginning with the girl getting, like, sexually assaulted.
He's in a grass hut.
He's in a grass hut. Everybody's got a phone, and he's dressed like a toga party or something?
Like a Tarzan.
Like a Tarzan, yeah. And is Eddie Van Halen looking like the guy from Guns from Gunsmoke? Oh, okay. So the guy, the Marty Feldman
what,
guy.
Are they reuniting the fucking village people?
Yeah. He's calling all the guys from Van Halen. And now he's a cowboy, and he's going to rescue her, too. Now let's see what David Lee Roth is. All right. That shows Michael Anthony going. They're all heading to go... save the girl.
From two midgets.
From two midgets. And then I remember that David Lee Roth, he's dressed like Napoleon.
Napoleon, yeah. All right, we can cut it off. Man.
All right. I guess it was the... and I don't even... I'm wondering... then they are again. The midgets are still bothering her. I just want to see if anything happens at the end. They're just like having a Mexican standoff. Oh, the midgets are hilarious, dude. It doesn't look like Napoleon pulls up in a limousine.
Really?
Yeah, which is David Lee Roth. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it was, dude, it's so bad, but they made it that it was bad. Hey, what's up, Brent? Yeah, the chat is very dead tonight, and I think part of it is this goddamn wrestling, and the Yankees are playing the Mets tonight.
Which is annoying.
Yeah, everybody else doesn't care about it.
Yeah? No?
No, 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 not around the country.
Yeah.
Or the world.
Well, I hope so.
We broadcast around the world.
Yeah, that is true. But, all right. Well, anyway, I'm glad because Brent is here. We can bring this up. We are bringing back, we told you guys that this week we were going to get back to doing our regular shows and get back to what we were doing. You know, things are moving in the right direction for us. And we decided we wanted to bring back one of our greatest.
One of the.
Well, it was ours.
It was
and
ours.
It's also the. One of the greatest radio promotion slash
contests of all time.
Of all time.
Of radio history.
Radio history. And I will say it is the backseat barbecue contest number three. We end up doing two of them.
Two of them.
And now we got to explain it. Kenny, you could start the explanation.
Well, what it is that in the summer months, some people have a tendency that have small children.
Mm-hmm.
And they forget about them or negligent or they go and want to have beers or something like that. Or they drive to work, forget to drop their kids off at school.
No, they're not the greatest parents.
Not the greatest parents, you know. But they decide that they leave their children in the car and the children die. Okay?
Yep. And it happens. Every time you hear the story, it's like, oh my God, I can't believe this. And we realize that the stories happen every year.
Every
so
year.
We need to bring
awareness,
more awareness to this.
That's what we do. We're not making fun of it.
We're not pointing and laughing at the children.
No,
we're making fun of the parents
for being shitty parents.
But we want to involve our listeners. Now, unlike other contests, especially you know we don't have a major platform. But you know, like when we were doing the bad comic thing, it took a little work. You know, yeah. They had to do some audio stuff. This is very, very simple.
You got to pick a number.
You got to pick two numbers.
Two numbers.
Basically, we're going to do it. We're going to figure it out. It's going to be, I think, from June 1st to September 1st.
Okay.
I think it'll be easier to give everybody the rest of the month. We'll start on June 1st and end on September 1st. And what you got to do is you're going to guess how many children in the continental United States perish because of their idiotic parents leaving them to fucking barbecue in the back
in
of their
the
car.
In the back of the car.
So, we're going to have a website. Brent is going to, he's going to find it. He's going to use it. And it's going to be one website. We're going to go by that website's numbers. And that's going to be the official one. And so everybody's going to be able to guess. We're going to hopefully get it from, because we usually have a lot of people in the chat rooms. So we're going to get a lot of the things from the people in the chat rooms. They'll like either private message Brent, you know, or, you know, email us. And you got to give us two numbers. Number one, how many children are going to die? And two, you have to also, in case of a tie, break it down to out of your number, how many are boys and how many are girls? And that's it.
And absolutely.
In September.
And this contest was born.
Yep, it was.
from our old producer, Bob's wife.
Bob's wife, exactly.
His wife said, why don't you make a contest about how many kids die in a stupid way to raise awareness. And if we save one child, if one listener of our show goes, oh, shit, the kid's in the back.
Yeah.
Let me get out of the bar.
Yeah.
I got the kid in the car because of the contest.
Right.
Then we've succeeded.
If we can get new listeners.
Or new listeners.
I think.
But this is not a joke.
This is for real. We're trying to raise awareness. That might not be 100% real, but the contest is absolutely real. So, what we want, let me see.
He just put a picture in the chat room of a kid looking out a window with the sun beating on it. Well done.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to have everybody, if you want to email us, if you're listening in podcast, don't worry. If you want and you're using one of the chat rooms, you'll be able to get the guesses to us or Brent.
Right.
All right. And
the final guesses, we won't do it until the week after September 1st. so yeah. people can listen to the podcast.
Yeah,
and we
yeah,
can tally exactly. our number. But
and we're gonna have a really nice gift for the first prize. We're not sure what it is yet, but we'll come up with something very nice. Like for real, it's not gonna be a CD and beads.
Didn't
from the-
Brent win the first one?
No, Brent no. won the duty contest.
Oh, that's right.
It might have been Brian Berner might have won it.
Somebody won it. A Foreman yeah. grill.
Oh, that's right. That's what we. That's right? what we got to do.
Did we, be, did we send
it was
him
the Foreman grill,
or we get him a toaster or something?
Yeah.
Well, it's some kind of a heat electronical heat thing, or something that causes heat.
I say the Foreman grill, because you can get them cheap, right?
yeah, just go to the thrift shop.
I'll ship it.
I think I have one in the garage.
Okay, perfect.
it's all dusty.
Just clean it off, all right? Just clean that shit off, and then we'll just send it to them. I'll send it to Amazon. I'll use my company. I'll ship it, but I'll put it in an Amazon box. They won't know the difference. They'll be like, ooh, Amazon. Yeah, you fucking Amazon-sized skull. Yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah, it's brand new. Don't you fret.
Yeah, so June 1st to September 1st. And like I said, we're raising awareness to prevent children from dying uselessly.
Brent said, Berner won it because his name's Berner. So that's the contest. The Backseat Barbecue is on. We'll have all the information on the website this week with the email and information. But Brent is our guy. Brent is basically our new Bob to help us with this. But what Brent says goes. He is going to have the official numbers, and when we finish it up, and we'll stories come in.
Every time we hear something,
absolutely. We need, listen, we got 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours we have to do. We'll definitely be talking about these dopes.
Sure.
And it doesn't matter. Every year, the same stupid story. I went in to go get a six-pack, and then I started talking to my friends, and then we're doing shots. 4 hours later, I go out, and my kid is just fucking with his hand fucking stuck to the window.
Yeah.
These just dopes, just idiots. And you know why? Here it is. Parents these days are trying to do too much. They're trying to be super parents. They want to be the greatest parents in the world. How about just be a decent fucking person? Do whatever job you can do. Stop trying to be the greatest mommy on the block. You're not. You're on medication. You're in depression.
Your kids are still going to do drugs and fuck at 12.
Your kids only fucking hug you because they can see that you're completely out of your mind. And they're like, all right, I just want to hug mommy because if not, she gives us those fucking looks of those daggers because she's out of her gourd because she's on meds.
Or they just keep on her good side so they can steal her meds.
Exactly. As they get older, friends. Exactly. Yeah. Just the worst. Just stop it already.
Yeah, and then you
everybody
have, then
trying
you have
to be
the,
super parents.
The dads who pay no attention to their kids, and the one day that he's got to drive him to school, he just shows up at work and bakes his baby in
exactly,
a bag of
yeah,
potato.
While, he, while he's in there fucking getting the purchasing order out. Jackasses.
Yeah,
so,
like I said, we are raising awareness.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Of this useless, useless crime.
This terrible, thing that has been going on since the beginning of time, or since cars, let's be honest. I don't think they were stuck in the back of the wagon.
there's a lot of breeze going through.
Yeah, they didn't have windows back then, Yeah. So
even a covered wagon it was a wagon.
Yeah, exactly.
You're right. Since cars.
Yeah. So we're starting that. So anybody that wants to,
and here it is too.
I'm going to ask Brent. Does he have an email? We can just use our email, and then I'll just forward them all to Brent. So if you want to email us with your two guesses, how many children, and break it up. If you say 40. Then you got to do 20 and 20, or 19 and 22, whatever it is, how many girls and how many boys. And so email us at ContiandKenny@AOL.com, and we'll send it right to our producer, unless Brent has another email address he wants to use. If not, it's no big deal, because I'll just take him and forward him to him. And that's it. And the week after September 1st, we will announce our winner.
Absolutely.
And they will get a brand new in the Amazon box Foreman grill.
In the Amazon
box. Yes, in the Amazon box.
Or you're going to get 13 bags of a broken up piss couch.
And a bag of mulch.
Yeah, you're going to get a bag of mulch.
and the head of Conti's girlfriend in the bag of mulch with spaghetti stains on her chin.
Her hair is wet from ketchup.
Yeah. Listen, if you get like Amazon and you're wondering if it's gonna be the if it's gonna be the Foreman grill or if it's gonna be Conti's girlfriend's head in the box, if you open up the box and you hear this music, don't put your hand in it.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what it's gonna be? It's gonna be an iPad of just a bev rolling out of a dumpster with lettuce all over, just on a loop. It's gonna be like a Vine,
just a Vine video.
In slow motion, just
yeah, with her fucking stupid face all opened up, yeah. The mouth open with the last words, Conti, you fucking asshole.
She turns over and then you see the look on the garbage guy's face,
yeah,
and then it repeats.
The garbage guy's from this morning, actually, yeah. The black guy who works in Wayne. All right. So that is the contest. Starts June 1st.
You know what? I wonder if there's a YouTube spot of the guy rolling out of the dumpster. Probably not. If you could isolate it, that'd be funny.
You could probably find it.
Yeah, but we'll do that for later.
All right. Yeah. Well, the contest starts the 1st. So you have to have your entry in by May 31st. Okay. That's what it says on the Brent is asking me, so I'm sort of just answering Brent's question. Yeah, so you have to have your entry in by May 31st. The contest starts June 1st and ends September 1st. So September 1st will be the last day. Then on the 2nd, we get it tallied
up. We'll do the once the replay comes out.
Yeah.
Then next week we'll tally it up.
Absolutely.
See who wins.
Beautiful.
But you'll be surprised, ladies and gentlemen. Just wait. If you were involved in the contest, you're going to notice.
You'll notice it. It's like once you get a car, you realize how many of those cars are on the road. You don't realize until you get in that car.
Yes.
Unless it's a Corolla. Then you realize all the time. They're all over the fucking place.
Yeah, but you'll hear it, and you're going to go, up. There's another
Holy
one.
Holy shit.
There's another one.
Yep.
There's another one.
Absolutely.
And that's why we do it, to raise awareness.
Oh, I think Casey Kasem died.
No, they shipped him away somewhere.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, he was supposed to be in court for something, and he's very ill. And
like in his head?
Yeah, I think he's out of the country or something. Well, he's Iranian, I think, or something.
I know he's Middle Eastern. I'm not sure where he's from, but oh, okay, so he's not dead then. Okay.
Here's your request and dedication.
What's this whole thing with Jay-Z? There's something they were telling me.
It's something like Beyonce's sister hit him or something, or lunged at him. Okay. They're fighting. They're family members now. Yeah, nothing. Not a big deal.
Shit.
Not a big deal.
All right,
Your Honor, I am sick and I cannot attend.
Hey,
Your Honor, here's your request and dedication.
When you went to school, or did you? I know you were homeschooled for a while.
Yeah.
Did you actually go to a high school at all?
Yeah, yeah. I went to junior high and high school. Yeah.
You went to high school for a while.
Halfway.
Now,
I went to college at 16.
When were you supposed to graduate high school?
94.
94.
I graduated in 92.
Okay. When you graduated, were there places designated on the high school property for children to smoke?
No.
No?
No, there wasn't.
You sure?
Yeah.
There's the backseat barbecue.
Backseat barbecue.
Yeah, going to more like radio chat room. Look at that. It's so brutal, man. We took a beautiful picture, which just shows two
sleeping children.
Just two sleeping little girls.
Car seats.
In pink car seats, and they're just sleeping. And we blotched out their eyes and made it the backseat
barbecue.
Who
made that? Brent?
Bob made
that. Oh, Bob
that. Brent re-edited it for us. So that for
the new
one.
Backseat 3.
So, but yeah, and it's such a disturbing. All it took is just the two
black bars.
The two black bars over the eyes that made it such a disturbing picture, as it just looks like two dead children in the back seat of a car. Were there spots designated for your high school for children to smoke?
No. It was okay to smoke in the parking lot
right
beforehand.
Right.
You know what I mean? But you couldn't. No, there was...
We had a smoking lounge. I didn't graduate too... Like, actually, I think I graduated in 87, and I think...
That's not too far.
It's not too far, and I know it was still there a couple of years afterwards. I think into the early 90s. So, in Parsippany, in the Parsippany High School, in their property, back when I was in high school... There would literally, this would be said. A teacher or whatever would see a kid and be like, hey, 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 Kenny, hey, you with the cigarette. Don't be smoking over here. If you're going to smoke, you 14-year-old, you go over to that designated area and you smoke over there.
Right.
Like, it's so bizarre because it wasn't 100 years ago.
Yeah.
This is 25 years ago. And think of the world we live in now. Could you imagine? It's like, dude, we were when you were a freshman, you were 14. So there were literally teachers going, oh, whoa, whoa, you child who hasn't even reached puberty yet. Hey, if you're going to smoke that cigarette, you do it over there. or you're in trouble.
Right, right. Well, there was always, in the hallways, in the stairwells, people would cut a quick smoke or in the bathroom, smoke.
I never understood the well, first of all, it's my most hated song ever.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't understand the, like, why you would, like, I guess, like, in the bathroom. I guess because you could just blow it out.
You get
by
a hall
sink.
Pass, you get a bathroom pass real quick, go in there, take a piss, cut a half a butt in the toilet, and then you're back out. But when you got caught, they were just like, come on, get out of here. Come on, let's go. Let's go. You know, now you're getting arrested or fucking going to court or some kind of charge.
It's crazy.
On you. Yeah. It's really, it's different times, man. And it's not like, well, no, I was a kid. We're only talking, I'm 37. We're only talking, 20 years ago. That it was completely different, and the way it was thought of is just much different. I mean, there was the drug thing by my point, and it wasn't like the 70s where if you got caught smoking a joint in the 70s, it was like me getting caught smoking a cigarette in the 90s.
Okay.
And, you know what I mean? Where they were just like, come on, get out of here. In the 70s, people were cutting joints in school. And they're like, get out of here, knock it off.
70s? Yeah, I guess so, right?
Yeah. I mean, late 60s, remember. Early to mid 70s.
School, yeah.
Well, I wasn't there either, but that's right. What I'm thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
It was kind of more laid back. Just come on, kids, get out of here.
80s got a little bit.
With the drugs, the say no.
Yeah,
the
just say no with Nancy Reagan.
And the dares, the dare cops.
Yeah, exactly. They still have that. But it was just, it was very strange. The mindset, and now, dude, it's not even something to fathom.
You can't even point at somebody now. You can't even point at someone and go, you trickster.
Yeah.
You can't even point at them.
You can't even, point.
Yeah.
It's, I don't want to get on a diatribe about bullying, but it's like, that shows how over the top we've become with these kids, to where they, and I'm not even saying that was right. I'm not saying it was cool to let a 14-year-old, I never smoked, so it didn't bother me, but I was a freshman. But
you hung out with all the smokers.
Yeah, I was the one that I would just be sitting there and
the burnouts.
The burnouts. I was more accepted by the burnouts because I looked like the burnout.
Yeah.
But they all knew that I was, hey, that's Joe Conti. He's the kid with the long hair. Who looks like a burnout who doesn't smoke pot. That was, I was known. I used to break people's cigarettes in high school.
He's the guy that looks like us, but he's a square.
He's a square and a half, man. A little, big boy. I used to take this. I used to do this trick where I would take the, I'd be like, oh, you want to see this trick I do with a cigarette? And you have the horns like this.
Maloika.
The maloika. And you put the cigarette in between there. And then I would just go, and I would just slap it on my leg, and it would snap in half. And then I'd flick it, and I go, there's your cigarette. And people used to get mad at me, because I hated cigarettes.
Right.
And I was like, why are you smoking? Even in high school, I was like,
oh, you were one of them?
Yeah. But I just.
Cigarettes were a commodity back then.
Oh, but they were
tough
cheap.
To get.
Well, yeah. They were tough to get because, just to get them because of the age.
Yeah.
But they were pretty cheap.
You know
cheap.
What? To be honest, I never had problems getting smokes.
No, huh?
No, no.
Maybe they didn't care.
When I was young, yeah.
Now they have the thing. You have to be over, you know, you have to be born in 1985.
It's 21 in some states now.
To buy.
They just did it. 21.
Isn't it where you have to be a certain age to buy them, but another age to smoke them?
No, you have to
be 21 to buy them, but you can be you can be 18.
No, it was one state changed it to 21. Vermont or one of those fucking hippie liberal joints changed it to 21. To buy and smoke.
21 buy and smoke. Yeah. Wow.
But I don't remember. I don't recall. Booze was kind of tough to get. You know, we had to get people to get booze.
Yeah. I mean, I remember once I was 16 and we were all hanging out up in Booton, New Jersey, and we were hanging out by the woods, and on the bottom of the woods was a little mini, you know, whatever, and there was a liquor store there. And for some reason, they all looked at me and they're like, "Conti, you look old enough." I was 16.
Yeah.
They go, "You look old enough," because I had the little, you know, I was just starting to grow a little fuzz on my
mustache.
And I had the long hair or whatever. And I'm like, "Really?" They go, "Yeah." I'm like, so I walk in and I put the six pack, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to work for the town.
Yeah.
Cash
in
my pocket.
Yeah, the old lady and I got the old ball and chain at home.
Dazed and confused.
Yeah.
Where Matthew McConaughey comes up to you and goes, hey, man, how about you go over there and get a sixer? They're all shoot and pull. You ever see that? I haven't seen that movie, right?
Not in a long, long time.
Yeah.
But so I walk up with like somewhat confidence, but nervous as hell. And I put the six pack or the 12 pack on the table. And the guy's like, "Do you have any ID?" And I go, "Nope." And he goes, "Can't serve you." I'm like, "Okay." And I just turned around and walked out. I didn't give him shit. I was nervous.
You're like, come on.
I'm like, "No, I'm okay. All right." Because one time some girl, when I was 17, thought I was 24, which I thought was such an insult. I'm like, "Really? You think I'm 24 years old? I'm not an old person."
Yeah.
25. It's like, "Really?" Like when I was a sophomore, my one friend Dave, he was what's that?
Foamsy just put the Matthew McConaughey from Dazing and Confused.
Oh, Dazing and Confused.
Spread the word. Party at the Moon Tower. Thing about high school girls is I keep getting older, and they keep staying the same age.
Oh, that's okay. Now I remember that. Yeah.
Right on. Yeah. Because like, "Why don't you go next door and go get a sixer?" He's like, "Okay."
Nice. Because my friend Dave.
That's a great picture. That's fucking awesome. Well done.
My buddy Dave. See, me and Dave were always like the. We were both like husky when we were freshmen. You know, we were a little chubby, you know. And during the freshman summer, going into sophomore year, Dave lost all this weight and came back to school thin. And all the chicks fucking just were loving him. So me, because Conti has to do everything fucking retarded, I started losing weight in December of my sophomore year. And by the time May rolled around, I was 176 pounds. But nobody gave a fuck. Because they saw me every day.
Yeah, saw you every day, yeah.
They didn't care. So I'm sitting there like, "Yeah, I look good." They were like, "Yeah, who cares?
Yeah,
you were 220 in the beginning of the season. We don't give a shit anymore. Yeah, you're already out.
Beginning of the season.
Listen, you're not playing special teams. You're not starting. Just fucking guard the water, tackle anybody who goes near it. You're not going anywhere." And I never got to take advantage of that.
Yeah. I remember when I was 16 and my friend, this guy Jesse Dynack, and a few others.
I love when people reference people they knew in high school because it's like you already know who this person is.
Yeah.
Everybody listening right now pictures somebody in their head.
There's a
picture of, like, right now I pictured Jeffrey Dynack, a guy with a little bit of blonde hair, a little bit long. But anyway, go ahead.
That's what you picture?
Yeah.
Totally blonde hair.
Oh, really?
He had blue eyes that could fucking cut glass.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Ooh, he must have got some.
But
room.
He blew half of his hand off making a pipe bomb.
but this is
before then. We have a railroad, like a railway, like a commercial railway that runs behind our house. Maybe about a half mile away or something. You can hear it, you know.
Right.
And we were going down to Wildwood for prom weekend. We were sophomores, but everybody else was going down there for junior and senior prom. We're 15, 16. We're like, "Fuck it, we're going too." You know what I mean? Just to go. So I remember, now this is, I was 15, 16 years old. Yeah, probably about 15. And they hijacked the railway car. It was full of Bud Light nips.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I remember nips, man.
And what he did was...
8-packs. Always came in 8-packs.
Yeah, and they were like 8 ounces.
Yeah, they were smaller ones.
Little smaller ones.
Yep.
But he timed out this thing. It was a great caper. He kept seeing the railway things, and for some reason, he knew which car was carrying the butt with the beer. You know what I mean? So I think it was his father or his older brother drive up in a pickup truck. The train is doing like 2 miles an hour. Remember how they go real slow? Or it had stopped. So they go and they undo the railway car,
right,
unload about 15 cases of Bud Light. They show up to my house and they're like, dude, we got the beer for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We have no place to put it. It actually was his brother because he couldn't put it at his house.
Okay, so but how did you know about that they had that?
He came to my house after he did it.
Oh, get out of here.
Because he's like, dude, he's like, you got a cool mom. Can we leave it here?
Right.
And I'm like, Ma, we're leaving beer here for the weekend. She's like, okay, just put it on the porch. So we had this closed-in porch at my mother's house.
Right.
So 15 cases of fucking Bud Light nips at 15 years old. 15, 20 cases.
No shit.
Yeah, he sold a bunch of them, but he left them at my house. My place was a storage area. Mother had no problem with it.
Oh, that's great.
My mother had no problem. By the time we got to that point, I had already gotten in trouble and whatnot. So she's like, I don't give a shit. Just put it on the porch. I don't give a fuck.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, that's
a huge amount for kids.
Absolutely. That was great. The nips were great because you could just keep slugging them.
Right.
You know? And we brought all the beer down to Wildwood. We went down to Wildwood. That's where everybody went down
the
shore.
That's great.
And we had plenty of beer for everybody.
Wow.
But he fucking hijacked the fucking railway car. And showed up at my house in a pickup truck full of beer.
Yeah, it's like you guys are like the guys from Breaking Bad. Except
could you imagine that? That's like a federal offense.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know what I mean?
How many years ago was that?
This was probably 1992.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
you're
91.
Good. 91. I wouldn't want you guys getting they got the old statutory rape thing going on.
Statutory limitation.
Whatever it is. Yeah. Statute of limitations.
Yeah, no. But back then, the big scary thing was once in a while the railway guys that would shoot with salt pellets. That was the big thing. They had guns, but it was salt guns to keep everybody from doing what we did. Because it used to get hijacked all the time. There would be sneakers and
fucking beer.
Clothes. And he knew the beer car.
Wow.
he timed it out, knew the beer car, fucking unloaded real quick, hopped in the car and came to my house.
That's fucking great.
Yeah.
And he took it down to fucking...
Took it down to Wildwood.
Wildwood.
Fucking full car.
Wow.
Jam-packed with beer. I think we had to take an extra car to fit all the big things of beer in there.
Jesus.
And just think about Wildwood now, because Wildwood is a place down the Jersey Shore. Beach, big boardwalk, you know, it's got like 5 piers of all kinds of rides and games and all kinds.
Huge.
Just great.
It's huge.
And tons of little motels. And that was a place after prom... after the prom, the weekend, you'd all go down there. And it was kind of like the first time you were away from your parents.
Yeah.
You go down there.
Wildwood, like if anybody who watched a Jersey Shore, that was Seaside Heights.
Right.
Wildwood was a step up.
A step, yeah.
There was a lot of families there too, but it was so huge.
Much bigger, yeah.
That you could just go and hang out.
But the big thing was is that you'd get the hotel and it would just be a big, huge party at this, you know, down the beach motel. You know, and you'd all get your friends, you'd block then, buy blocks of rooms, 3, 4, 5 floors.
And get into fights while you're trying to pick up chicks.
Just fights. It was just...
Fights upon fights.
We had a good time. My group never... We didn't really get into fights.
Oh,
we
that's got, cool, man.
We,
that's amazing.
We actually... The closest we got to getting arrested was we were all completely stoned. We were drinking all day, and then we started doing mushrooms. And we went on the go-karts. And there was about 10 of us, 15 of us. They had a go-kart track.
Okay.
After the first lap, everybody was going in all different directions.
You guys all hammered from the beer.
We were all on mushrooms.
Oh, Jesus.
We were drunk and on mushrooms.
You're on mushrooms.
Yeah. It was the first half a lap, somebody slams into somebody. You know what
That's
I mean?
It.
And that was it. One person's like, oh, bang, you know, bumps him on the side.
Right.
And then it was a fucking derby. And there's one dude running through the track going, stop, stop. One fucking, like, he must have been a teenager, like one attendant. There was no law. There was no law. There was no guns there. There was no cops.
Right.
He didn't know what to do. They were going, I mean, literally going in the opposite way all different directions.
Christ.
And then finally, he leaves, and he's like, I'm calling the cops. And then we just left the go-karts all pointed in different directions and ran back to the hotel.
Let's see who's on the phone. Hello, Conti and Kenny Show.
Hey, boys, how's it going? Beard Nation here.
Hey, Beard, what's going on?
What's up, man? How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Got back from a nice long vacation with my woman.
Very nice, very nice. What's a good word, brother?
Oh, you know, just cruising the roads of Alberta here. Just, I was listening to the first part of the bit of the show there, and you guys are talking about parents.
Right.
I want to get your opinion on something. Okay. And I don't care if it makes me a bad parent or not. It's the way I'm going to fucking do it.
Well,
but
just the fact you say that.
My kids. Go ahead.
I'm saying the fact that you preface that usually means that you're actually a good parent. But go ahead.
Oh, fair enough.
Really does.
But, that means I told all my kids that if they were ever to smoke pot, to come and get it from me. Because I love to smoke pot, and I use it medicinally, and I'd rather them come to me for it than go get some shit from some dirtbag and get hooked on heroin or some other shit like that.
Now, that's true.
But I've been down that road.
Well, what age would you...
And I told them go ahead.
No, I was going to say, at what age would you be sitting down with your kids for that conversation?
17.
Sounds good.
17, 18. Because that's kind of when all the kids up in this area start drinking and doing all sorts of stupid shit.
It's pretty much everywhere.
I started a lot earlier than that, but I tell them, look, if you guys need pot, whatever, it's only pot. That's all you're getting from me. You're not doing any other shit or I'll knock your block off, but...
You know, it's funny.
Come to me and I'll give it to you.
Yeah, wait until you start charging them. You're like, you son of a bitch, you're like, enough already. This is costing me money. Now you're going to give them pot and you're going to have to buy twice the pot and twice the food in the house. There's going to be no snacks left.
Oh, fuck, man.
But now, no matter...
You know, I've been smoking pot for a lot of years after I had a go-around with lung cancer. And they prescribed pot for me. And fucking, I love it. And now that I'm old and got arthritis in my knees and shit, I smoke it all the time for those purposes.
But see, what I think is the main thing about what you're doing, because you know what, there'll be people that would disagree with your with what you were doing. But here's the thing. You are opening up dialogue between you and your kids. Your kids are not going to be afraid.
Opening up dialogue. Fucking Dr. Phil.
Yeah, but he is. He's opening up dialogue. If you're willing to talk to your fucking kids.
You have to put it a different way.
All right.
If you're having a conversation.
If you're willing
opening up dialogue.
If you're willing to emotionally open up dialogue between you and your children. And what will happen is your children will feel that... that connection with their parents, that they won't be afraid to talk to them about shit. So if your kids do go out and drink, they might be able to say, hey, Dad, listen, we went out and we were drinking. And then you can say, well, what were you drinking? And they can be like, blah, blah, blah. And you say, look, if you're going to drink, you know, because you're not going to stop your kids from doing, whether it's drinking or smoking weed or whatever. You're never going to stop them from doing it. You're never going to be able to physically stop them from doing it. But if you don't, you know, if they don't have fear going through their fucking blood and you could talk to them, you might be able to kind of, hey, you know what? You keep me posted on what's going on and you have that open dialogue.
I got you.
But you know what I mean? I respect you for that. That you're, you know what I mean? That your kids are more, listen, there's a better chance of your kids
coming up and talking to you about drugs or sex or whatever than somebody who, you know, lives a life like a wasp and they crack the whip with their kids. They're not going to talk to them about anything because they don't want to get, you know, they don't want to freak their parents out. So
exactly. And I mean, I'm a prime fucking example. I grew up in plenty of foster homes, and 9 out of 10 of them were strict Catholic families. And, you know, a person like me does not do well in a strict Catholic family. I am Catholic, not a fucking crazy Catholic, but I don't go to church every day, anything like that. But, you know, when you're strict with your kids and you are so fucking straight edged, you know, your kids are going to fucking grow up to be fucked up like me.
They're going
to
rebel. That's just what's going to happen. It works. Exactly. 99% of the time, that's what happens. So
just a little, yeah. a little off subject. What does a beard nation guy do for vacation with his woman?
Oh yeah, where'd you go on vacation?
Oh, we went down for 2 weeks to Jamaica. I left my kids with my wife's parents. My parents aren't in the equation, so they can whatever. But I left the kids with them. It nice. Was I take 2 weeks off a year, well, and a week for Christmas, but I get 2 weeks off a year, go and do whatever the fuck I want. If I want to sit at home and pull my putt all day, I will.
That's what I do.
But the woman, she said, I want to go to Jamaica, so I said, okay, let's go. Book it.
And you know what's funny is you're a professional pot, you know, you're a pot connoisseur, if you will. Pot aficionado. And I have friends, too, that are pot aficionados. And I don't know if it still is, but as of a couple of years ago, they used to bring pot with them. Because you think Jamaica's like, Jamaica, you know, like pot, but they're like, the pot isn't that good. You bring your own now. Is that true?
Well,
or did you get it down there?
I have smoked a lot of pot. a lot is an understatement. I've smoked Canadian pot, Mexican pot, all sorts, all different types. And I can say, hands down, Jamaican pot is the worst pot that I've ever,
right.
ever smoked.
Really? Yeah, yeah. It's, people don't realize that.
No shit. Yeah, that's why they're giving it away over there?
My friend Bernie, he would go to...
Oh, fuck yeah. They walked... It's illegal in Jamaica right now, or they just made it illegal to sell marijuana on the street. And that doesn't fucking stop anybody. Everybody's selling dope. Every taxi driver, streetwalker, everybody's fucking selling dope. And when you've got mass amounts of pot in an area like that where it's all naturally grown, it's all grown in the hills, you can't do any scientific shit with it, right?
Right, it's your natural homegrown shit.
Yeah, it's just natural homegrown shit, which I have nothing against homegrown shit. I grow some of my own stuff, too. But it's got nothing on the shit that I get from BC.
Of course, yeah, yeah. And up there, it's all cultivated and scientific and stuff. Yeah, that's funny. That's really funny, but that's
like
still true.
Their joints that they roll down there, they're about twice as big as the ones I roll. And, I mean, these are massive fucking joints. And I can smoke a full one of them to myself, and I'm still functioning.
Right, exactly.
Whereas if I smoked one like that from a BC weed, I'd be sitting in a fucking corner.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, my friend Bernie, he's a white Italian guy, but he speaks... He would go to Jamaica for years and all the time. Every couple of months he was down there, and he speaks Rasta completely fluently, like, you know, completely absolute fluently. And he was the only person I ever heard of that would import weed to Jamaica, because you think you're like Jamaica, that's where it's got to be the best. And he's like, no, it sucks. I bring my own shit.
That's so weird,
yeah.
Man.
So he almost got, you know,
that's
he would,
what I thought.
Yeah, he would have gotten caught bringing it into Jamaica. That's like an oxymoron or something.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, no, it's hands down the best weed I've smoked is Canadian BC weed.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I hear.
Hands down.
No shit.
I mean, I'm close enough. I'm up in the very, very northwest corner of Alberta, and I've got a fucking streamline of that shit coming in my front door.
Nice.
And it's not stopping anytime soon.
All right, cool, man.
You know, there's a lot of people, too. I don't flaunt the fact that I'm a pothead. I'm not one of these guys running around with the pot leaf on everything that I fucking own. But people know that I smoke weed because when they get in my vehicle, the one I don't use for work anyway, I got rolling, fucking tons of rolling papers. I got a fucking bong in the back. I got all sorts of shit. And, you know, when I roll up to pick up my kids from school, they are not thrilled with me. The parents, anyway. they don't think that I'm a good parent, and I've gotten letters from these fucking stupid bitches running the parent-teacher association or shit, saying that they don't think that I'm a fit parent and shit. Well, you know what? If I wasn't a fit parent, my kids would be worse than your fucking kids. So, well, suck exactly. My cock. All I say to them.
Exactly.
All you have to do is air it out a little bit. Just roll the windows down here before he's Cheech and Chonging it next to the buses.
Throw a fucking tree air freshener in there and you're good.
Yeah.
That's all.
I'm a functioning stoner. Like, I don't... I never was able to get too high that I wasn't able to do anything.
Right, of course.
And, well, I'm a workaholic now, and that's all I fucking do is work and smoke weed and fucking sleep.
Well, yeah, listen, dude, you've been through enough, and lung cancer and orphanages, fucking, you, if anyone deserves it, go ahead.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead, just roll the window down before you pick your kids up. Yeah,
keep an open dialogue between you and your children.
Phone Z in the chat room is friggin' aces with these pictures, man.
But,
but hey, man, listen, we're going to...
Hey, boys, have a good...
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break, man, but it's good to hear from you, brother.
Good to hear from you, brother.
Yeah, I got to get back to work and make some more fucking money.
Here, you said you were listening to the... did you hear about our contest?
No, I did not.
Okay, all right, a long listener, let's see what you think. Years ago, we had it was called the Backseat Barbecue Contest. What it is...
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the Backseat Barbecue Contest?
Yeah, I know what the backseat barbecue is.
Okay, yeah. All the kids dying in the backseat when they leave them. We're doing it again.
Yeah.
From June 1st to September 1st.
June 1st, September 1st. All the information will be on the website. And we're going to take guesses from all of our listeners. And then the winner after September 1st will get a nice prize. If they guess how many children die because of idiotic parents, like the parents that you probably deal with when you drop your kids off at school, who are critiquing you for talking to your kids about pot, but they're too fucking selfish to realize that while they went into Bed Bath & Beyond, they forgot their little baby in the back seat of the car, and then the kid ends up dying in 110 degrees. So, but yeah, you'll hear more about it as the weeks go on, but you got to get your entry into us by May 31st, all right?
Oh, yeah, I'll get something in there to you boys, and you know, that's an awesome thing you guys are doing, and I think for every kid that dies in the back seat of a car, I think their parents should be strung up by their balls.
Yep. Exactly.
But that's just me.
You're right on.
We're raising awareness. All right, brother.
Good talking to you, pal.
Keep it up, boys.
All right, man.
Peace.
Bye. All right. And
Weird Nation. Alberta, right. Canada. Hello, boys.
All right. Peppermint Patty tweeted us and asked a question. Question. Is there a story with Kenny riding a motorcycle across a baseball diamond, or did I just dream that?
Nope. It's the best. It's on the best of CD, yeah.
Here's your answer.
Hey, man, when you need to...
So that's it? There was one. It's going to have to be a motorcycle. Good idea. Invest in a cycle.
There's a higher field, which is the men's ball field. And right next to it is the trails. And then down below is the girls' softball field, right? But it also has the JV team, so it had a mound in the middle of the field.
This is a great
So show. I'm with all my friends, and I'm going to be the tough guy. So I got my helmet on, and I got my lime green pook with the banana seat moped. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to ride straight through their fucking practice. Because it's the girls, it's our same age. You know, they're 14, 15 years old. So now, you're talking from the girls' softball field to the woods is about 300 yards.
So you are so humming.
Straight out of the woods. Straight out of the woods, you hear, I got it pinned. And now for about 6 minutes, the coach can hear me coming. And you can see me like barreling through the grass.
It's like that scene in Austin Powers when the fucking big cement flattener was coming to that one dude, and he's just screaming, and it's coming at like 1.2 miles an hour.
You can just see me go, So now,
what they do is they finish up the inning, they get something to drink. They're waiting for, the other team's like, you know what, we'll take the field, we'll get a couple outs out before Dopey gets to the fucking pitcher's mound.
So I got my bike helmet, my racing helmet, my poog, and I'm flying. Finally, when I get to towards like left field, and I'm coming through the outfield where the fence would be. There's no fence in the softball field, but right about the outfield, they stopped the practice. So I'm still pinned.
Oh, this isn't a game. This is practice.
No, this is a girls' softball practice. Right? I get to shortstop, right? And I figure instead of just going through the infield, I'm going to jump the mound in front of all these girls. I'm doing about 26 miles an hour. I'm going to jump this fucking mound. So I'm by where the shortstop is. I still got it pinned. The coach is now by the batters away from the mound. There's nobody on the mound. I hit the mound. I go about 18 feet in the fucking air. I landed and then completely spill. The fucking moped goes flying, and I end up by the bench on the first base side. The whole fucking team comes running over to coach them, and he's like, "Are you all right, man? Are you all right?" Because it was a bad head-over-head spill. So, I'm like, "I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine." And I had my helmet on. I was hoping nobody knew who it was. And I just fucking went, "Wang, wang, wang."
You're like the kid in Bad News Bears and you would have spilled
the same thing.
I just tried to get out of there as fast as possible.
Now, Brian wants to know if you're wearing a pink half shirt.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
To subscribe to the podcast, get it on iTunes. MoreLikeRadio.com or ContiAndKenny.com. and for the special episodes of Shorts, subscribe on iTunes or ContiandKenny.com. It's as simple as that. Enjoy Conti and Kenny. Enjoy the Conti and Kenny Show. It's wonderful. It's hilarious. It's... Oh, fuck. Whoa, am I kidding? It's a load of fucking shit. Just listen to it. It's better when Johnny O's on. He's always funny.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
All right, we're back. It's the Conti and Kenny Show, of course. Check out our podcast. Check out some of the shorts. If you go to ContiKenny.com or you subscribe on iTunes. If you're a new listener and you want to check out some shows, but you don't feel like listening to a bunch of three-hour shows, we have 10 episodes of shorts, which are anywhere from 20 minutes to 30 minutes of some best of moments.
We got to put up the Puppies and Sunshines up there too.
Yeah, we got to do that too.
Post those up.
But we got 10 of them, and some of them feature our pal, the late great Otto and George, and some are just a bunch of different clips. Usually about 3 or 4 different clips. The Kenny Michaels soundbite of the day. it's really good. So. Definitely get that. You can go to
it's
our
good
website.
Good for the gym. Good for the ride to work.
It's just good to, instead of just, checking out a whole show, you might not be totally into the show. You'd rather just hear the good stuff, to get you into listening to our show a lot.
Yeah, because there's other good stuff that we don't put on there.
Right. Yeah, but sometimes our show stinks. Once in a while we don't have a good show. I can't say that about tonight, though. Tonight's been pretty darn good.
No, tonight's good.
Back
in studio, we're back together.
Yeah, back.
Together again.
Yeah, right.
Together again.
You know what? And while you're getting set up, I might be able to look up. Or do you have the thing? Does it show a lot of
I'm set up.
Beautiful. All right.
I'm set up right here.
I'm actually going to see if I can find the music for this shit show. What's it called again? There it is.
Miami Vice. Okay, here's the thing. If you go on to, if you search Google and put Miami Vice cameos, you can go along. Or just go to Mental Floss, the website, mentalfloss.com, article something or other. Actors who got their starts in Miami Vice. Now, here's the thing. Over the weekend, I had a big family weekend. Like last week, I saw my sister, me and my two sisters. I took them to see Eddie Izzard.
Yes,
the comedian
you told me
Eddie
about
Izzard.
That.
Great
said
fucking
it was
performer.
Really good, right?
Great performer. I'm a big, big fan, and seeing him live, really, really cool. Really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great show. Very funny. Very informative. He's very smart. Mm-hmm. He basically it's like the history of the world done in a British accent. You know what I mean? And funny.
Okay.
Very, very funny. So I'm a big fan. And then Saturday, my brother, his wife, my sister and her fiance, they all came over. We went out to dinner, stayed at my house because we were doing Mother's Day in the morning.
Ah.
So they all came down. We had dinner and very cool seeing the family and everything. Mm-hmm. And me, my sister,
yes.
Brothers and everything. Really cool. Mm-hmm. But so I was home a lot of the time for the weekend, and I was watching, it's called the Esquire Network.
Yeah, I see it sometimes.
It's a new network.
Yeah, I try to check out all those different
it's
ones.
Good
Antenna TV.
Yeah. Esquire's got good stuff on there. They've got good shows, cool stuff. But this weekend, they were playing a Miami Vice marathon.
Okay.
And now, I remember Miami Vice from, it came out in 1984, I believe. Somewhere around 84. Never really got into the show.
Never really watched it back then.
Watching a couple of episodes, one totally holds up. I mean,
really?
the outfits are like, whoa. Yeah. I mean, it is the
pretty
epitome.
Brutal, right? It's all
of
80s, right?
Neon colors.
Yeah, that 80s shit, right?
Completely. The outfits.
Well, didn't Don Johnson, his
wearing a t-shirt with a jacket over it.
And then
really
the cuffed, yeah.
Really spark like a big trend in
Absolutely. Oh, you, when you see it, that's where it came from.
Yeah.
You're okay. Like, that's why you still reference, like, look at that fucking Don Johnson.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, really, really bad.
Right.
Wardrobe, total Miami's in Miami in the 80s. But storylines and stuff held up. It's a pretty serious show. Besides for the outfits and whatnot, it's mm-hmm. actually a lot of drugs and hookers.
It was an hour show, right?
Oh, no, I just think it was a half hour.
It was only a half hour?
I think so, yeah. I think it was just a half an hour. So anyway, I'm sitting here and I'm watching a couple episodes, and every fucking episode I see is some big-time actor all
in
young.
In the very beginning.
In the absolute very beginning.
Wow.
I was like, holy shit, look at her. Look
no
at him.
Shit.
Look at her. Yeah, so I found a website, Mental Floss, and it's 27 actors who got their starts on Miami Vice.
It is an hour show.
Hour show, okay.
48 minutes, yeah.
48 minutes with commercials.
With commercials, yep.
But I'm sitting there, and like they don't have them on this list, and I think there's more than 27. But I'm watching today, fucking Wesley Snipes gets beat up by Stubbs, the other guy, the black guy.
Right.
Because he's trying to get the hooker to get this cocaine.
No shit.
Yeah, so he
plays
undercover.
So it's Wesley Snipes in the mid-80s.
84, yeah. Yeah, in 1984.
Yeah, because the first time I saw Wesley Snipes was in Major League, which was like 92.
No, he was in, yeah, he was in New Jack City. He was in a couple other things.
New Jack City?
Yeah, yeah.
New Jack City was, I think, somewhere around there, somewhere too, 91.
Yeah.
No shit.
All of these people, and I'm like, holy shit, and he just plays this low-ball drug dealer. So I searched, and here it is. Here's, it's in no order of appearance or anything like that. Well, it's with episodes. Episode 1, Jimmy Smits. And you can look along
On
the thing. Yeah, if you go to mentalfloss.com. First one is Jimmy Smits. Second one is Ben Stiller.
Just to turn, oh really? Turn it just a little bit more so I can.
Yeah.
No shit.
Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller must have been a baby.
Another one, yeah. Yeah. This is, you know, mid-80s. And they have a couple of clicks. Next one, Bruce Willis.
Okay, yeah.
Bruce Willis
and
gets
he was
beat
in
up.
Like Moonlighting and
this
all
is
that.
Before then. This is before.
This was before
this
Moonlighting.
Is before, yeah, this is what this is season one. So Moonlighting was like 86, 87.
Was it that far?
So, I believe so. Somewhere
I think
there.
It started in like 84, 85.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
But still, it was right there. Wow.
And you got Edward
now, was
James.
Was he a bad guy?
You got Edward. Yeah, Don Johnson beats him up in the bathroom. Edward James
almost
right there.
Right. Yep, there he is.
All right. Steve Buscemi.
No shit.
Yeah.
Dude, I want to see what Steve Buscemi looks like.
Let's play this
like.
Clip here. Let's see what this.
Do you have it plugged in your computer?
I do now. Oh, hold on, I got my sound off. And there it is. And all it is, the cameos, everybody gets beat up.
Is that Patrick Swayze?
What are you talking about?
Every single, Wesley Snipes got beat up.
They all just
Steve
get beat
Buscemi
up at the
gets
end.
Beat up. Bruce Willis gets beat up.
That's great. What else you got?
No, that's not me. I don't make hits, I make deals.
Make one right now.
Okay, just let me breathe.
Jesus, he looks like Heath Ledger in The
side.
Joker.
Yeah. I want to move those 50 keys as bad as you, but it won't happen unless the Bolivian gets his property back.
It's all about cocaine.
It's all cocaine.
Every episode is about cocaine.
Look,
this fine just is a deal breaker. Can't you take it from him?
Excuse me, but this is my deal.
Willie Nelson.
Now you tell your boss if he don't come see me.
Is that who that is? Willie Nelson.
Stuff on the street,
no shit.
No 50 key deal.
He's like, look, I don't care about this all this coke. Right. Just get me a bag of weed, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
What happened? Wouldn't pay their check?
Chunks.
Now there's there's also a list of cameos. Like Little Richard was in it,
but
and,
playing Little Richard,
but
right?
cameos.
Right. Cameo.
But
yeah,
these
okay.
are people that got
right.
their start.
These are just they're just playing they're characters. They're just playing characters.
Yeah, and
here comes Miss Happy Face.
What happened?
Go ahead, the next one. I could see her name.
Oh, yeah. Next one,
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts probably at you know 18,
episode four,
19.
So like 88. That was right.
Season four, episode 22.
So that's like 88 and. And she was, that was like right
after.
No.
Season, it would be two seasons per year, isn't it? Don't they do two seasons per year?
No, some show, no, not this.
Not an hour show?
Nah. Yeah, she was young there. A little chubby.
Oh, she's gonna still got baby fat on her.
Yeah.
But very pretty.
Yeah, she, yeah,
mouth looks a little smaller.
Yeah, yeah, well, it's because she's not, you know, smiling about herself.
There's another one, season
Chris
four.
Chris Cooper?
Chris Cooper.
Oh, I got to see Chris Cooper, dude. I want to see how young he looked. Holy shit.
You know how to drive this freaking thing?
That's Chris.
Don't worry about it. Not a navigator.
The fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Why don't you just tell me where we're going? Save us a lot of aggro later. What are you talking about? Every time I take a ride with one of Manolo's.
Holy now, shit. And it also, you know what it makes you realize? That these fuckers, they've been doing this shit
a long time.
Forever. Chris Cooper, he. Look at him. Oh my god, he looks like he's 20 years old. But he's been doing this forever. And
yeah.
He's like one of. Chris Cooper, he's an anomaly. He's one of those guys where you're like. Who's Chris
you're
Cooper?
You're only and then you're just now recently knowing what his name and putting together. Yeah. He was the guy in American Beauty.
American Beauty tried to make out
Kevin
with Kevin Spacey.
Spacey kissed him in a garage.
When Kevin Spacey told him, hey, listen, I'm not gay for the movie.
He was the bad cop of me, myself, and Irene.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep. Wow, what else we got?
All right, next one is Dennis Farina.
Dennis Farina. Okay, yeah, right. Yeah, we know he's been around
still
forever.
Stash. The other one, Kira Sedgwick.
Kira Sedgwick. That's Kevin Bacon's
Kevin
wife,
Bacon's
right?
Kevin Bacon's wife. She Benicio was, del Toro, number 9.
No way.
Yeah, look at him. Look,
oh, my
kid.
God. Wow.
Then there was another one, Viggo Mortensen.
I'm not sure who that is.
Viggo Mortensen, you see The Lord of the Rings?
No.
Okay. You won't know
I'm
that.
I'm not a child.
Okay, next one, Liam Neeson.
No shit. Yes. Look at Liam Neeson. He looks like a... He looks like the guy who was Austin Powers' fucking boss. And he thought his father, his mother was a man. She's a man, baby. Wow, look at that big old forehead.
Next one, Michael Richards. Michael Richards got his start. It was called
Friday, right?
Friday yeah. Night. Friday nights. It was like a Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
yep. Kind of a spin off, mm-hmm. Kind of a thing.
Michael Richards, my God, I'm
Stanley
something.
Tucci.
Oh wow, Stanley Tucci. Yeah, he's another one, dude. He's
number
in everything
13.
Now.
Helena Bonham Carter.
Now, who is? I've heard her name. I can't think of who she is.
You see Fight Club.
Yeah,
she's the girl.
Oh, the girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah. In real life, she's married to the director that does all the
directing
the Beetlejuice. What the fuck is? Does all the Johnny
Depp
movies?
Oh, yeah. Okay. He did the one Batman.
Yes.
The one weirdo Batman.
Tim Robbins. No, Kurt.
Tim Robbins.
No. Burton. Tim Burton. Yeah. Married to him.
Baskin Robbins.
Richard Jenkins. Richard Jenkins, if you don't know who he is, he's the father from the Step Brothers. The movie The Step Brothers with, that's the most recent one I can remember him in.
Really?
Yeah. He's the father from...
That's him?
Yeah.
From
yeah.
the movie with Will Ferrell?
Will Ferrell and Thomas C. Reilly, yeah.
Let me just see that real quick. That's him?
Yeah. He's been in a ton of other movies, too. That's season 1, episode 15. Number 16, Lawrence Fishburne.
Lawrence Fishburne lied about his age to get on Apocalypse Now. Did you know that?
Did he really?
He was 14.
Was he really?
He was 14.
He's great on that. Next one, John Turturro.
No shit.
Yeah,
I love John Turturro, man. That's great. Look how young he is, man.
Ed O'Neill. Al Bundy.
Yeah, a couple years before. A couple
see
years
what
before.
He looks
yeah,
like.
Let's see. And Al Bundy with the M16
yeah.
Blowing out of limo's fucking windows. He was a big dude.
Yeah. And it's funny, all the music and stuff along the episodes.
Yeah.
I mean, it is
the
80s.
Quintessential 80s
yeah.
show. Is
yeah.
that what you're trying to say?
Bill Paxton. This is one I saw today.
Isn't that the guy that the chick who was the that came in the studio years ago, Victoria Stevens, she said I looked like Bill Paxton. He was the one that turned into a pile of shit during Weird Science.
Weird Science, Chet.
Yeah,
yeah,
Chet.
Yeah.
She said I looked like Chet, but before he was turned into a pile of shit.
That's number 20. Oliver Platt.
Okay. Yeah. I know who he is.
Michael Madsen.
Mr. White.
Is it Mr. White?
Mr. White
from Reservoir Dogs?
From Reservoir Dogs. Michael Madsen, season one.
Just think of the song Stuck in the Middle with You.
Oh, yeah.
It's like it cuts the ear off.
Steeler's Wheel, yeah.
It cuts his ear off. And he's like, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Teller from...
Oh, no shit.
Penn and Teller.
Was he playing Teller or was he playing like was he playing
somebody?
I don't
know. Let's see if he talks.
Is he speaking? Because I've seen him speak once.
Don't talk ulcers to me, man. You weren't the one getting fingerprinted last night.
I'm just telling you, it's not going to be that bad. We finagle a plea. The worst you get is a year reduced to 6 months.
That's him.
He's talking.
Delirious or delirious? Let me tell you something. In the record business, rule number one is don't get caught. You do time. I don't care if it's 6 months or 6 minutes. Your own grandmother won't return your calls. You're dead.
What would you like me to do?
What would you like me to do?
That's him.
He's playing a Jew. He's playing a Jew lawyer. The record company. Gonna get a Jew lawyer.
Gordon Wiggins and Paul Fremont.
I negotiate with these people. I don't tell them what to do.
I wonder why he doesn't speak. He sounds like a chick.
Here's the speech. Gordon, baby, Paulie, Wally. How's the family? Blah, blah, blah. I know that.
No shit. All right. Still good, though. That's
he's talking.
I didn't realize he did acting before they were doing, they really got huge.
John Leguizamo?
Yeah, sick of him. Another one.
Season two. Yeah, but that's another dude. He's been doing it a long fucking time.
Yeah. Stand up, too.
Ving Rhames.
Look at him with the fucking 80s high flat top.
With the flat
top. The old high top.
And John Michael Higgins.
Now, who's John?
You know who. You won't recognize the name. John Michael Higgins, but he was in. He's in the movies The Mighty Wind. Best in Show. He's if you Google search John Michael Higgins, you'll know exactly who he is. But in season 4, episode 17.
No shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Number 26, Arlie Ermey.
Oh yeah. Wow.
Look at that. All young.
Yeah. Look at that.
And then Chris Rock.
Season 4,
episode 7. So, and the other one was Wesley Snipes that they didn't have. But there's more that they don't have in here. But that's 27 of them. I just thought it was pretty cool. Because every episode I watched, I'm like, son of a bitch, everybody's doing this gig.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
That was like everybody started it.
Yeah, and it's like the who's who of actors.
Yeah. Jesus. It's really cool.
Wow. Well, what do you think, dude? So, we got about 6 minutes to 9 o'clock. What do you think? You want to call it?
Want to call it 9?
Yeah. I think we had a pretty damn good show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
God damn, that was a good show. I'm thinking that, right?
Kitty's in the chat room. Oh, yeah, look. Fucking Foles is Foles. He's... Oh, Brent put that in. Oh, Phil Collins.
Oh,
look
Phil
at this.
Collins?
They put a whole bunch of in there.
With his mullet? That was must have been Phil Collins' mullet time.
Oh, you guys are awesome in the chat. They put a whole bunch in there. Foam Z, he's fucking awesome.
Brent, you're fired. Foam Z, you're hired. All right. Well, while you're checking out some of those.
Yeah, Phil Collins.
I want to thank everybody, all the listeners. Thank you. Thanks, Beard Nation, for giving us a call. Don't forget to like our Facebook page. Go to Facebook.com/... Conti and Kenny, and follow us on Twitter at CNK Show. Mine is at Joe Conti Comic. Kenny is at Kenny Michaels 5. Brent is at White Ass Brent. And don't forget to subscribe both the podcast, Shorts and the regular show. Okay? And get the TuneIn app. Just go to your phone, get the free TuneIn app, and then just search for More Like Radio, and you can listen to us live anywhere. When we're on from 7 to 10, and all the other great shows here on
Here, listen,
More Like Radio.
We're doing a 2-hour show the last couple of weeks. If you're digging it, let us know. If you want us to do more, let us know.
Yeah.
You know? If you're yearning for a little bit more.
We're just building back to, we just want to put a really good show together, and we don't want to just do the, time just to do it,
Right.
But also a couple of shows that we are friends with. Metal Breakfast Radio, great podcast. Check them out. Unlearn with Rich and Tony. Go to unlearn.tv. They're on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock. The I Don't Know Joe show, Joe Fernandez's podcast. Don't forget, Benny Michaels, a good friend of mine, his show, Pod Cheese. And also, don't forget, all the great shows here. It's All About Me, the Red Show, the Orange Show, the Blue Show, the Green Show, Hippo Juice, Giraffe Juice, and Hippopotamus Juice, which is Hippo Juice. The Red Show. Did I say Red Show?
Yeah, four times.
Nighttime with Kitty and Elaine. Is that a show? Next, coming up at 9 o'clock.
Lorraine and Shelley. What was it last week?
Oh, my God. Lorraine and Shirley. Fucking Carucci. Holy shit. Yeah, coming up next is Nighttime Divas or Daytime Divas. It's Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
Yep.
So
yep,
stick around on More Like Radio.
Hang out with them.
Stick around More Like Radio for them. And check out all the other great shows. And Backseat Barbecue now.
Yes.
Get your entries in by May 31st. If you want to know more information on it, go to the website. By the time you hear this and go to the website, all the information will be up there. But the Backseat Barbecue Contest is alive and
we
back.
Just to let you know, we are raising awareness for babies dying in the backs of cars in the summertime. Yep.
And we just figured we'd make it fun, so everybody guess how many children will perish in America from June 1st to
and
September 1st.
And we're not
1st.
Making fun of it, we're just raising awareness.
No, we will poke fun at every dopey parent that does it, but we are raising awareness, as Kenny blatantly tries to put forth.
Aw, Kitty, I love you, Conti and Kenny. We love you, too.
All right. Let's go. Let's get the
hell out of here. We love you so much, it hurts.
It hurts. All right. Let's go.
All right, Pally.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you. And we'll see you later.
Good night.
Take care.
Loser, I'll see you next week.